Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Hey friends, it's Ian from TV's The Recovering Gleek, a Glee podcast. When Lena and I first decided to make this podcast, we quickly realized we had literally zero idea of how to make that happen. Thankfully, a friend of ours recommended the podcasting platform Anchor. Anchor is free. It has all of the tools you need to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. You can even add songs from Spotify into it. And the absolute most amazing thing about Anchor is that they will distribute your podcast for you. So anywhere that you listen to Recovering Gleek, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever weird third-party app you're using, it is there because Anchor put it there. And the icing on the cake is that you can make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership. All you have to do is record an ad, which is why I am recording an ad right now, because I want money very badly. It is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I don't care if Friday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Monday. It's the minisode. I chose a weird order of days. We're doing it differently now.
I understood what you were going for, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thursday, you can fall apart. Friday, Saturday, break my heart. Oh, Sunday doesn't even start. It's Monday. That's the minisode.
Yay! That one works better. That was good.
All right. Hi.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Welcome to your minisode. Wow. Today, we're discussing Pot of Gold. Mm-hmm. Wow. Best day ever. Are we so excited?
Heck yes, we are.
Good.
Hello. My name is Ian Allred. And you may not know this about me. It's something I don't lead with because I feel like it comes with like a lot of prejudice. Like a lot of people make a lot
absolutely.
Of judgments about me.
I already know what you're going
to
say.
And I want people to like get to know me first.
Yeah.
But it is that I am a mini Gleek.
Ian, thank you so much for your candor.
You're welcome.
For your honesty, for your openness.
You're welcome.
I want you to know.
What?
You're not alone.
What?
I'm a mini Gleek.
Are you joking?
Not at all.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Oh, I'm so glad. How'd the show go for you today?
Hi, everyone. We just did a performance of Pirates of Penzance. It went well.
Good.
There was a woman in that audience who was having the time of her life. And honestly, I was doing that show for her. She was laughing so loud at everything. And I was like, thank you, ma'am. You're the best. Please come to the show every day from now on.
Heaven knows. Get her some season tickets. I love that. I had a good show today. I almost fell over like 3 times. I just like could not get my feet under me. But luckily my dance partner like definitely was there to catch me, which thank God.
Heck yeah.
I know. What would we do without a catchable dance partner? What? You know what I said.
I do. I know what you meant. I know what you said. It made total sense.
Yeah.
I know what you said. I know what you meant. An elephant's faithful 100%.
100%. Are you ready to get in this
heck
freaking
yes.
minisode?
Yeah. Get up.
All right. Up first and motherfucking foremost. Is that inappropriate?
No. I think it's fine.
Okay, good.
The minisodes have gotten, like, the vibe has gotten very cavalier and weird. Well, listen,
you guys, if you could see the way I am lounging on this couch, it's not that I don't take this seriously, it's just I'm so
sleepy. We're always doing the minisodes. Like, we've just gotten out of a show. Yeah. It's nighttime. We've just been expending so much energy for 2 hours. It's
like minisode after dark.
Exactly. Minisode after dark is the vibe. Here on out, less rules, more relaxed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe a little sexier.
Ew.
Stay tuned.
I'm into it. Ew. I love that. Well, up first,
and motherfucking foremost,
we've got a message from Molly.
Hey guys, my name is Molly Sheehy, and I'm 22 years old and from Ireland.
International listener!
I'm actually a little over an hour from Derry, where Damien McGinty himself is from, though I'm from the Republic, while he is from Derry, which is in Northern Ireland / the United Kingdom.
Mm, you ever seen Derry Girls?
Of course I've seen Derry Girls.
Okay, good.
I love Derry Girls.
Too. I just had to bring that up. I'm sorry.
we cannot mention Derry without shouting out our Derry Girls.
Seriously, it's too good. Ugh. Molly, back to you.
I was a big fan of Glee in my early teen years. Season 3 is the last season I watched in full, though, and my friends and I got a lot of mileage about laughing at how bad the stuff with Rory is. American media is always awful at dealing with Ireland. I still shudder when I think of that Amy Adams film, Leap Year. The jokes about green and leprechauns are par for the course. In later years, it has made me a little sad to think about how much potential Rory had, because, one, Damon McGinty is really talented, and two, a storyline with an exchange student could have been really fun. I think they could have subverted expectations by making him really popular, because he's exotic and Irish. I could see people asking about leprechauns to try and impress him and him being put off, or them talking about their great-great-grandparents and stuff like that. Molly, are you insinuating that there are families in America who won't shut up about their ancestors who are from Ireland?
I've never heard of anything like that in my life.
I've never heard of a family like that. That's unlike anyone that I've ever heard of. Back to Molly. And the Glee Club might hear him sing and decide they need to get him on board, having the cool exotic exchange student might make them more popular in the school, as well as just needing to make up numbers. This would be funnier if Rory was unpopular or even just not on the radar at his old school, so he is completely casual about it, but girls just freak out when he speaks. Maybe Kurt or some of the girls could get mildly infatuated and the boys are jealous just for some conflict. He then starts playing up the flirtatious stuff, enjoying the newfound popularity, but he really misses home and his family. Maybe his girlfriend broke up with him before he went away, so then he comes around more to the Glee Club and embraces them as a new family. The storyline in and of itself could literally have fit in 1 to 2 episodes, and then you could just do general stuff afterwards. I went down a mind rabbit hole of them sending him in to seduce Harmony as she's their competition, and then genuinely falling for her, only to realize that she was also doing the same thing to him, but didn't develop real feelings. That could have been a fun B plot, and it could have led to some comedy and fun songs while also using the two characters.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I so focused on Rory? Well, I love the jokes you made about how stupid the songs that got him to sing were. It's insane when there are so many Irish artists out there. I laughed at the Danny Boy joke. Such a big song here. Maybe that's what the Glee Club heard him sing to himself. And definitely think they should have sung something by U2. I laughed at the joke about Zombie by the Cranberries, but I actually think that would have been a really bad idea, considering the subject matter deals with the Troubles, which are still fairly fresh in the minds of many in Ireland. The song recently became big on TikTok, and a lot of Irish people were upset by something so serious being played for laughs. But there are other Cranberry songs, and other songs in general that could have worked. Not to be that person, but I made a list of songs and some potential scenarios. I only picked songs from about the 2000s or early 2010s, so no Hozier, unfortunately.
Is it Hozier? Mm-hmm. I'm actually proud of you for saying it right.
I literally, my heart fell out of my butt. I was like, am I about to embarrass myself?
I think I've always said Hozier, but I think it's Hozier.
Okay.
Well, could be totes wrong.
Well, now I'm
going to
check.
But I'm trying to marry that man. You know how tall he is?
Do you?
I think he's something like crazy, like 6'9".
Hosier.
Mm.
We're gonna go with Hosier. Hosier, if you're listening, I'm very sorry. Unless I got it right, in which case you're very welcome.
I swear to
God,
I've seen people on the internet say Hosier.
I don't know, man. I don't know this man.
I should know this man. This man is like the queer girl's domain.
All right, here's Molly's list of
damn
songs.
Damn it. Well, Hosier isn't even included in this, so why do we care? I Googled it. He's 6'6".
Whoa! Good for you, Hosier.
He's
Hosier.
Also a Pisces.
I don't know what that means, but good for you.
You
have
Pisces moon. You do know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
But you know what that... You know, you don't know what that means, but you, like, know what that means. Yeah.
Okay, on to Molly's list. Heroes or Ghosts by the Kronas. The Irish language version is far better, but the song as a whole is extremely iconic. Falling Slowly by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova. This could be a duet with Harmony if that storyline happened, but any Glee girl could work if the song was just for an assignment. It might work with Harmony because Once, which was what the song is from, was made into a musical, and I think the dates roughly add up. Just a gorgeous song altogether, and I'm a sucker for those harmonies. Damien actually performed this at a Celtic Thunder concert in 2016, so there you go.
That was my prom song, remember?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
C'est la vie by Bewitched. Some say I look like me da. Is it me pa? Some say I look like me dad. That's what it is. This is my favorite option. This could be the group number where they welcome Rory to the club, led by the girls, and then the whole club joins in. It's really fun, really upbeat, absolute earworm, and it's beloved by many Irish people for nostalgic reasons. Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. They should have sung this in the season 3 Christmas episode. Break Even by The Script or any other Script song. Just a bit of a banger of a breakup song. Fool Again or any other song by Westlife. Because how can you not? Oh, You Raise Me Up could have been a great one to sing about missing his family and finding one in the Glee Club. Maybe he could have sang that before going home and the graduating class could do the Oz with him. These are just some of the concepts I had. There are loads of other options, obviously. If they wanted to be really stereotypical, they could have done Galway Girl, not the Ed Sheeran song, ew, or Whiskey in the Jar, or something fun and catchy like that. Kermit the Frog is just such a stupid choice. The Muppets aren't even really a thing in pop culture consciousness here, especially not for people who were under the age of 25 in the 2000s. Anyway, rant over. Justice for Rory. Absolutely love the show and wish you both the best. Slán Molly. P.S. If you want to listen to Irish language music, both Ed Sheeran and Wheatus have done their own covers of their own songs in Irish. It's kind of wild, but there are official Irish versions of both Thinking Out Loud and Teenage Dirtbag.
Ooh!
Molly, thank you for this email for many reasons.
So many reasons.
One of them being that Lena and I were absolutely feeling ourselves belting out Break Even by the Script.
Dude, it's just something before came recording this over episode. Us. We became emotional. That song is so good.
It is. And it's like both a song that both of us had not really thought about in years.
Yeah.
And then we saw it on the email and we were like,
to Break Even recently, you better.
You guys.
It would be way better than the Muppet song. Are you kidding me?
But I have to agree with Molly that C'est la vie is the best option on this list. I'm a wolf today. Hey, hey, hey. I huff, I'll puff. I'll huff, I'll puff, I'll blow you away. Do you know that song? No way.
I don't.
C'est la vie is the jam. It's so good. Hold up. I might have to play it for you.
Okay.
One second. It's so good I could cry. No wonder you did not react when I said some people say it look like me dad. I was like, wow, okay, I guess that joke didn't land.
I did. I don't know the song. Some people say it look like me dad. I definitely don't know this song.
Uh-oh. Hey, hey, hey. Uh-oh.
Wait, is this from Miss Congeniality?
Maybe.
Like, say you want, say you want, say you do, yes, what I do.
Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe that's not Miss Congeniality, but definitely like a teen girl movie from the early 2000s.
Yeah, it was very big during that time.
Oh, you know what this was from? Life Size.
Hey, hey, hey.
Did you ever watch Life Size?
With Tyra Banks?
Yeah.
I'll throw you up. Throw you away, blow you away.
That song is good.
Love that song. Wow. Anyways, on to the other aspects of this email. Yes, I completely agree. We got a lot of like fan storylines, like rewriting storylines for Rory. And a lot of them were in this vein.
Yes.
That was like, what if Rory was like a very popular and everyone wanted to be his friend because he was an exchange student? I just think it would be so much more interesting than what they did.
Absolutely. It'd be way more interesting to watch. And like, that is actually what happens with foreign exchange students in America.
At least in our experience.
Absolutely. It totally could not be that way. But yeah. In my experience, it absolutely is. And it'd be more interesting to watch.
Yeah. And like you said, Molly, I love the idea of Rory just being like kind of a dweeb.
Yeah.
In Ireland.
Like, totally.
And then all of a sudden he's like a mega superstar at McKinley and he doesn't really know how to handle it.
Frankly, this email made me sad because that would be way more fun.
Yeah. And instead we get this one episode and then he does not really do anything.
He sings the Muppet song. It's so interesting because Molly says that that's not in like, you know, their, you know, cultural repertoire. The Muppets, you know, silly.
Don't they know Kermit the Frog is green?
True. And I mean, maybe that's like a universal thing. Like everybody knows, like, what color is Kermit the Frog? Quick. And it's like, green.
Like Ryan Murphy, he knows. He's like, Ireland, you have to like Kermit the Frog. He's green.
He's green.
Isn't that your whole shtick?
What a weird, oh my God.
Fun fact. In South America, Kermit the Frog's name is Renee.
No, he's not.
His name is La Rana Renee. But yeah, La Rana Renee.
Okay, Renee. That's
Kermit the
cute.
Frog, baby.
Okay.
Well.
Well, yeah, dude.
Thank you, Molly.
Molly, thanks so freaking much.
And hear me out, Molly. Maybe check out some of Renee's films because I do think it's dumb that Rory sang a Kermit the Frog song.
Mm-hmm.
I will not deny I'm a Muppets fan till the day I die.
Truth. Yeah, you are.
I love the Muppets.
I remember one time Ian wasn't allowed into rehearsal for Pirates of Penzance. So he would always do weird Zoom backgrounds, but we couldn't see his Zoom backgrounds because he was like on a projector screen, like 50 feet away. And one time it was Muppet Treasure Island and I had no idea.
Muppet Treasure Island holds up. It is still funny to this day. I will watch it as a 26-year-old and laugh out loud. Dead Tom's dead. Long John killed him. Dead Tom's always been dead. That's why he's called Dead Tom. Wow. Where were the awards for that movie?
Yeah.
Robbed.
Retroactive Oscar?
Retroactive Oscar from Muppet Treasure Island.
What the hell?
It's incredible.
Ugh.
Okay.
Well, heck. Molly, thank you so much for your message. Thanks to everyone truly who sent us their like ideas for better Rory plots. They truly made me sad to read, but I love where your guys' heads are at. Love you all. Lots and lots and lots.
Yes.
Up next, we have a voicemail from Anna.
Hi, Lena and Ian. This is Anna, she, her pronouns. So since, you know, Pot of Gold was very lackluster, we can call it lackluster, I was thinking of a prompt. I don't know if you guys have listened to the music of Six the Musical. It's about the six wives of Henry VIII. And so since there's six starring leading woman roles, I think it'd be fun to take the original core six Glee Club members, you know, Rachel, Mercedes, Tina, Quinn, Santana, and Brittany, and assign them to the songs and, you know, just the songs. I don't know. I think it'd be fun. You could ignore this if you want. I don't. I love you guys. Consensual forehead kisses.
Anna, you are in luck.
Because we are one of a kind, no category. Too many years lost in his story.
Three to take our crown and glory. For five more minutes, we're six.
We are well versed in Six the Musical. I have been actively trying to get into Six the Musical since I heard of its existence. I would be so good for that show. It is criminal. Not to make this a Lena Theater podcast, but fuck me, dude. I want to be in that show so bad.
You would be incredible in that show.
Thank you. Anyways, do you want to cast Six a Musical?
Catherine of Aragon, married 25 years. She's a paragon of loyalty. Her loyalty is to the Vatican. So if you try and dump her, you won't do that again. Who do you have?
I have... In my mind, I'd love us to have all the same, because there's six girls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to say it at the same time?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Mercedes Jones. Yes. All right.
I think she's perfect for it.
Yes, I think she's
perfect
great.
For it. Yeah. She's the Beyonce of the group, and this is the Beyonce of
exactly
of six.
I don't think we're going to agree on this next one, which is that Balloon Girl. Yes, she's up next. Yes, she's split Ingrid from the church. Yes, she's that sexy.
Right one. So whatever you said is wrong.
You have the right one?
Yes.
Okay.
One, two, three. Tina Konechain.
Tina Konechain was my second place, but I put her somewhere where I liked her more.
Okay. I understand Quinn here.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in the French court.
Oui, bonjour.
That's the part you want to play.
That is the part I want to play. Oh my gosh. Anne Boleyn is the best part of that show. Sorry, everyone. Okay.
Best part, I disagree. A great part, I think they're all great. I would not say one of them is the best.
I would, and it's Anne Boleyn. Who do you have for Jane Seymour?
I have one, two, three,
Rachel. Oh,
yeah.
I did not think we were going to agree.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, good for her. She would sing that crap out of that song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anna of Cleves.
One, two, three, Brittany.
Santana. What?
Mm-hmm. I have a place I want. I want Santana.
I think I know where your Santana is.
Hmm.
Which is Kay Howard is here and the fun's begun. Santana Lopez.
Yeah, what did you put?
I put Brittany.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I just think Brittany, because Catherine Howard's whole shtick is that she was sexualized very young.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, yes, that is true of Santana. It's actually very true of Santana. So actually, I think it works for both characters.
Absolutely.
Fine,
I think both
so
of
never
them.
Never mind.
Yeah. But I see where you're coming from, especially with Brittany. And like, Brittany has so many throwaway lines that mm-hmm. are like, you know, what was the episode we just last, we watched
we
like
haven't
yesterday.
Talked
we haven't
about
talked
it
about it yet, but an episode coming up soon where Brittany just has a throwaway line about her being very sexualized at a young age, which like, ugh.
Yeah.
So I totally see putting Brittany there as well.
All right. Catherine Parr. I know who you have because it's the only person that hasn't
listed.
Yeah,
I know who you have. It's the only person you haven't
Let's
listed.
Let's say each other's.
One, two, three,
Quinn.
Tina Konechain.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Interesting that those are, well, we had Brittany and Santana and these two switched. Interesting. I like Tina here, but I love that girl Quinn and I love her being triumphant. So I was like, oh.
Yeah, no, I think Quinn would be great.
I think
this.
So, yeah.
Surely the only one that I was like, this is the correct answer was Mercedes.
Yes,
Catherine
I agree. Because she's the Beyonce of the group.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, which role am I going to play?
Any of them, but specifically Jane Seymour.
Truth. I think my true dream is like to be an alternate
mm-hmm.
and to play all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I would die.
That would be very fun.
Wouldn't
now,
so
which
fun.
One am I going to play?
You're going to play the House of Holbein.
I'm quitting this podcast.
It's the worst song.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for asking us this. I love Six. Have a great day.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
We have an email from Maya.
Hey, Ian and Lena. First, I want to say that y'all will definitely be on my 2021 Spotify Wrapped list because I have been listening to your podcast all week trying to catch up. I love podcasts that recap shows by the episode, so thanks so much for doing this. I'm a couple episodes behind, but I want to say how much I truly appreciate you both for calling out this show for the way it treated the true queen of Glee, Mercedes Jones, and the icon that is Tina Konechain. Starting with Tina...
Tina, they did you so wrong, Tina Konechain.
Like, seriously, it makes no sense. Aside from the fact that she's one of the Aside from the fact that she's one of the core six members from the beginning of the show, she's a beautiful voice, wonderful personality, unique sense of style, she's everything. She was definitely main character material, and for her to be completely ignored the way she is blatant racism. And don't get me started on what her character is like in season 5. Now Mercedes. I truly believe that the only reason Mercedes got the storyline she did, especially the ones where it's her versus Rachel, is because Black Gleeks were rightfully upset with how this incredible character with this powerful voice was being so underutilized in this show. So to do the absolute bare minimum, the only plot she got had to do with her weight, a boy, or her being Rachel's competition. This is why you hire Black women and women of color in general to write, produce, direct, etc., so that these characters and their stories are told with authenticity and respect. But I'm truly grateful for Amber Riley and what she did with this role, because I related to her experience of being one of the only Black students in a predominantly white high school growing up. She deserves so much better, and it makes my heart smile when I hear other cast members of the show say that their favorite covers were covers she did, or their favorite duets were any time they got to sing with her. I love Tina and Mercedes so much. Thank you for advocating for them. Hope you both have a fantastic day. P.S. I know nothing about musical theater or famous plays. You two obviously know tons. Do you know how or where I can watch old Broadway plays / musicals? Since listening, I've gotten interested in seeing them and learning more about them because you're both so passionate. PSS. I wish I had started listening sooner because I heard you were in Houston, Ian, and I just moved back here a couple months ago. But you're gone, so I hope to cross paths with y'all at some point in the future. Love, Maya. Misconnections, Maya. Dang.
Oh, dang. Maya, thank you so much for this email. To answer your question, lots of like old musicals, especially just kind of like pro shots, just kind of end up on the internet, and a lot of them are on YouTube.
Yes.
So I would, if I were you, I would like find a genre of musical theater that's like interesting to you. Like if you are into like golden age musicals, or if you're into like, or a certain decade like seems fun to you, mm-hmm. I would like look that up and see like what's famous from there, and then look on YouTube, because lots of things, especially older things, just kind of end up on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah. And lots of things that are not supposed to be there. Sorry, something was in my throat. You get my drift, Maya. But honestly, yeah, and I would just totally like, and if there's like a certain type of music you like, if you like pop music, there's lots of pop musicals that exist. Mm-hmm. So you can totally go from there too. And then you're in a whole new world, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The YouTubes, man.
The YouTubes. Also, you could be like Ian and I and just listen to cast recordings and make up your own story along with mm-hmm. it. That's a big part of a theater kid's life, I feel like.
Heck, yeah.
Is not knowing what the crap is going on. Maya. But thank you so much for this message. Tina and Mercedes are very special characters, I think, to both of us. Mm-hmm. So hearing that, like, other people resonate with what we're saying, it's just like, the show is so fucked up. Glee hates them so much, you know?
Yeah. Glee really, it loves to, you know, just hire very talented actors to sit in the background.
Absolutely.
And react to Lea Michele.
I know, which like, ugh, groan.
It is so annoying.
I know. Fat agree, truly. Well, hell. Maya, thank you so much for your message. Up next, we have a voicemail from Emma.
Hey, Ian and Lena, what's good? It's Emma from Canada.
International listener!
I just wanted to say that I adore the podcast. It is the best background noise I've ever had. Every episode just makes me laugh so hard. I often am working with my boss in the room and I will have to suppress my laughter because it's very loud and you make me laugh lots. Much like you, I love Glee. You know, a dumpster fire recognizes a dumpster fire. We love to see it. I'm calling because my sister, who coincidentally also listens to this podcast, hey, Abby, sent me this quiz, and I think it's called What Ridiculous But Absolutely Real Glee Storyline Are You? Honestly, Enneagram Who? This thing is so accurate. It made me laugh. I think you both would enjoy it. So, you know, if you feel like it, you should definitely do the quiz and then let me know what you get as your results. Okay, I love you both so much. Here's a kiss on your forehead. Bye.
Hey, Abby, what's up? Thank you for sending this quiz to Emma, and Emma, thank you for sending this quiz to us. to take it on home this Minnesota Monday.
Let's take a quiz together.
Let's take a quiz. That was me trying to reference an episode of Phineas and Ferb, and then I forgot the melody.
Oh, wow. That's a deep cut.
Thank you. Everyone loves Phineas and Ferb. Had sung it correctly.
Sure. Let's take this quiz live on air together. If you want to play at home, you should. And then post on the Reddit what you got.
Ooh.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The first question we have is... if you were forced to watch a complete season of Glee from beginning to end, which one would you pick? I already know which one you're going to say.
I think I know which one you're going to say.
Okay, let's see what we're going to say. Wait, the other one.
The other one is going to say.
1, 2, 3. You're going to say season 1. You're right.
Booyah.
I'm
going to
say season 2.
All right.
Booyah.
What Glee girl deserved better the most?
The options we have are Quinn, Tina, Mercedes, Marley, and literally all of them, hashtag Glee hates girls.
This is hard.
It is hard.
Here's the deal. I might do literally all of them.
I'm thinking that, but also with where we are in season 3 right now, I'm feeling extra sad about Mercedes recently. But also hashtag Glee hates girls.
With the caveat, Glee hates girls not named Rachel, because
truth.
Rachel gets better treated than any other character in this whole freaking
absolutely
show.
True.
I might do Tina.
I think I'm gonna do Mercedes.
I feel so strongly about Mercedes and Quinn, but like,
yeah,
Mercedes and Quinn are getting storylines.
Yeah,
I'm like,
and that's true. At least Mercedes has fucking lines.
Yeah, Tina literally does not get storylines.
Absolutely.
Ever. Like, I could call, like, what episode season 2 had a Tina plot in it?
Absolutely.
Like, my word.
I know, I hear you.
I'm doing Tina.
I think I'm gonna go with Mercedes just because I really think she should have been Maria.
I know you do.
This next question is, are you a Gleek?
Options are, yes, Glee is my favorite show. I used to be, but I haven't watched the show in years. Yes, unfortunately. No, I watched the show, but I am in no way Gleek. Yes, unfortunately, is
yes,
my answer.
Yes, unfortunately, me too. Okay. Oh, sorry, I just saw the first... I haven't pre-read this, and I saw the first like answer to the question, and I my heart dropped out of my vagina. the question is, what Glee opinion do you most vibe with? The answers we have are, Quinn was a lesbian. Blaine was the best character on the show. Tina was unfairly hated and deserved better storylines. The earlier seasons are better than the later seasons. Will Schuster is the worst teacher ever, probably.
I feel very strongly about all of these.
Yeah. Other than you don't love Blaine the most.
I do feel very strongly about that, but it's that I have a hard disagree.
But the rest of these are good.
But the rest of these are really
these
all
are,
of them.
Yeah, good takes, I feel like. I have to go with Quinn was a lesbian. I mean,
I'm going with Zaddy Schuster.
Yeah. I mean, the Tina bit, the earlier seasons are better than the later seasons. Fat agree on all these. Okay, next.
What popular Glee song do you still listen to unironically in 2020? Valerie, Don't Stop Believing, Somebody to Love by Queen, Teenage Dream, Loser Like Me, Valerie Baby.
Valerie, yeah. I think my second option on here would probably be Teenage Dream. I like that cover, but... Something in me wants to pick something different to you so we can get different options, but I think I'll pick Valor.
We're Uncanny Valley. It's not going
to
happen.
Okay. What out of context Glee cap speaks the most to you?
I know my answer. Okay.
So these are just like little memes. And we have a picture that's Kitty saying, shut. Oh, it's Kitty and like Marley. And I think.
It's Jake, yeah.
Jake saying, shut up, Blaine. We have Skink Quinn saying, I'm not interested in the boys. We have Mercedes saying, hell to the no, Mr. Shu. We have Sue Sylvester, after she's just eaten a bunch of vitamin gummies, saying, I have nothing to live for. And then Finn saying, the truth is, I have no idea what I'm doing.
The screen cap of Finn is quite literally...
It's so funny.
His back from the shoulders down.
It's very
no
funny.
Head whatsoever, just his back.
What are you picking?
Shut up, Blaine.
Oh, I'm so glad. If you didn't pick that one, I would have been upset. I'm picking Skink Quinn, obviously.
Heck yeah.
Who do you think I am?
Okay. What typical teen drama tropes a storyline on Glee did you actually like? Characters like Mercedes Santana and Tina struggling with feelings for their best friend. All the characters coming from different backgrounds but still being friends, even if they argue sometimes. Rivalries amongst the teachers about what is more important in school. Finn and Rachel's popular boy slash loser girl relationship. Quinn's teen pregnancy. Kurt and Santana's coming out stories.
Coming out stories.
Yeah, I would say teen pregnancy and coming out stories are the top two for me. Yeah. And I'm going to go with coming out stories.
Yeah. What Glee continuity error is your favorite? One, Rachel's dad's changing ethnicities. But this isn't true. No. I think people get really mixed up with, what's his name?
Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Because Brian Stokes Mitchell is black.
Mm-hmm. He's lighter skinned.
Yeah,
than the guy like in the picture from the pilot.
Absolutely,
but he is in fact a black man.
That's not true. He is a black man. I actually get kind of pissed when people say this because they don't know who Brian Stokes Mitchell is. That's what that means.
Yeah,
which makes me sad. I love Brian Stokes Mitchell. Wait, I'm sorry, I forgot his name earlier. But
you're like, I hate. You know what? If you don't know who this man is, like, turn this podcast off at 30 seconds. And you're like, what is?
I am bad with names. I barely remember your name half the time, and we're fake married.
That's true.
Oh, what are the rest of the options?
I was saying that.
Yes, oh, I'm sorry. See, I barely remember who was speaking last.
It's continuity errors. Oh, ho! Hold up.
There's lots of spoilers.
Alex, skip
Never
30
take
seconds.
This quiz.
Skip 30 seconds. We're gonna blow through these next options because the rest of them are all spoilers.
Quinn getting out of a wheelchair and being able to walk perfectly in the next episode. Multiple characters working at the school without any kind of credentials. The season 3 newbies minus Kitty just disappearing halfway through season 5, and the entirety of a previously unaired Christmas.
For me, it's gotta be the season 4 newbies. Disappearing halfway through season 5 because their explanation for it in season 6 is so wild. Kitty literally says that Sue Sylvester forced everyone in the Glee Club to transfer schools.
Which, God, I hate this show. I'm going to say multiple characters working at the school without any credentials. I think just that gets me riled.
All right.
Is your
answer a spoiler?
Yes, you're going to shit your pants when you see what I got, though.
All right, Alex, you know
just
what?
Just turn it off, dude.
I'm going to tell you what timestamp to skip from. And you skip to this timestamp.
Just skip forward 4 minutes.
Great, read your answer.
Dude, no, you should read yours first because I promise you mine's better.
Okay, mine is... Okay, so the wild Glee plotline that I am, everyone, is... New Directions loses sectionals because Marley faints on stage. She did this because Kitty tricked her into having an eating disorder. Uh-huh. You probably honestly wonder what the point of the season 4 newbies was and hate that the show was just copy and pasting personalities. That's accurate.
Yeah.
But you also probably love mean girl / nice girl dynamics and think that if shows are going to bring in new characters, it should always be female characters, especially mean ones.
Dude, whoa. That is you. Dude, that read you to fucking filth. Enneagram who?
Who is someone outside this window writing
seriously.
This quiz?
But that also, was mean girl, nice girl dynamics, that's you and me.
That is you and me.
Who's the mean girl? Who's the nice girl? We will never know. Okay, you're going to seriously hold on to your butt.
Okay.
Dude, you're gonna poop. Okay. Here is... Oh my gosh, you're going to lose it. Okay, so this is the weird plot line that I am. Sue locks Kurt and Blaine in a fake elevator to force them to get back together. Hell yeah. Are you kidding me? That is the best option I could have got.
The best post-season 3 episode of the entire show.
I'm not convinced it's not the best episode of the whole show.
I'm not either.
It's seriously
very good.
I think it captures the Glee spirit almost better than any Glee episode ever could. I cannot express to people how much I love that fucking episode.
The little Sue jigsaw puppet. Yeah. Like, come on.
Roderick singing father figure and Sue crying about Republican like candidates. I'm going to...
When Sue says she lists one of the songs, she's talking about how she's going to make the New Direction sing the absolute worst songs ever made. And she lists one of them and says, when I first heard this song, I literally could not move.
Seriously, it's the best episode ever.
And then the one that she says is a song about the horrors of child abuse that makes you actively want to abuse children.
Dude, seriously. I don't even know who wrote that episode. Don't you spoil it for me, because I cannot wait to figure it out.
It's gotta be Ian Brennan.
Oh, but I don't know, though.
It's got his stink all over it. I love probably. That episode.
Do you want to Google it now, actually? Now I want to know. I can't wait that long.
Seriously, that's like over a year away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heck yeah. Our man... Both parts of that episode, part one and part two, written by Ian Brennan.
Of course. Seriously. Who directed it?
Part two is directed by Barbara Brown.
Okay.
Who we have not met yet.
No.
Part one was directed by Ian Brennan. I'm telling you, those episodes are just Ian Brennan unleashed.
Seriously.
Absolutely no restrictions were given to him because Ryan Murphy was like, this show was canceled anyway. Do whatever you want, Ian. And he was like,
no wonder we like it so much. He's like, let's make it a Saw episode.
It is wild. I love it.
Do you want to hear the description?
Yes, it says, please.
You're probably a Klain stan who is desperately waiting for them to get back together and hated their breakup. You also probably love the forced togetherness trope. I do. And just want to shove all your non-canon ships into a closet and force them to profess their love for each other. That is mad true. One of my favorite tropes of all time is forced closeness, when it's like, you know, a book I just read a couple of weeks ago was like, they were like good friends, and her apartment got flooded, so she has to go like stay with her friend, and then they end up kissing. I know.
Hurt Locker.
Seriously. I do really love that trope. Seriously, best option I could have received. What did you guys get? Let us know on our Reddit, r/recoveringleak. Be there, be square.
Incredible.
Dude, that's our minisode, y'all. Do you want to play the relative pitch game?
You bet I do.
Hell yeah.
Pot of Gold, we got Being Green by Kermit the Frog, of course. Last Friday Night by Katy Perry. Waiting for a Girl Like You by Foreigner. Candyman by Christina Aguilera. Take Care of Yourself by Teddy Thompson.
Okay, hear me out. I know like two of these songs.
Oh. Well, do you want to sing?
Well, no, I know a lot of them. I don't know the last one.
Do you want to sing? Candyman?
I do.
He's the boogie woogie beach, 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 beach. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy, company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy, company B.
He makes the company jump when he puts Ravelly. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy, company B. I do, Liada. Papa, they clap their hands and stomp their feet because they love how he plays when someone gives him a beat. Fun fact, one time I went to Disneyland with my dad in 2007, and the only CD we had in the car was the Andrew Sisters' Greatest Hits, because it didn't occur to us to like have music. So we were like 45 yeah. minutes into the drive, and my dad was like, open the glove compartment and see what you can find, and it was literally just the Andrew Sisters.
That's pretty fun.
And so we listened to the Andrew Sisters' Greatest Hits for 6 hours.
I feel like you and your dad are always having funny experiences with Disneyland.
And now, every time I go to Disneyland, I always put an Andrew Sisters song on the playlist because it like makes me feel like I'm going to Disneyland.
We totally did not listen to the Andrew Sisters when we went to Disneyland.
Rough.
I guess we're going to have to go again.
Yep, 100%.
Shite. Okay, so hear me out. I don't know this song very well, so I'll just sing one phrase from it and hope that's good enough.
Great.
I did watch the music video a lot, though, but I can't sing like Christina, so I've never tried to sing along. He's a one-stop shop, fixed with cherry pop. He's a sweet talking sugar-coated candy. No, this is bad.
You just started singing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, which is my fault because I was singing it.
Damn it. Give me a new one.
A different song?
No, I don't know.
Well, I just spent so long talking about the Andrew Sisters, I cannot give you a different song.
No, I'm kidding. He's a one-stop shop, fix my cherry pop. He's a sweet-talking, sugar-coated candy man. Pff, this is bad.
I feel pretty responsible because I was truly singing the whole time.
I cannot not sing the Andrew Sisters. That's okay. I'll take the L on this one.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you're saying yet. He's a one-stop shop.
Makes my cherry pop.
He's a one-stop shop.
Makes my cherry pop.
Okay. One-stop shop you think is an A. Cherry pop, you think is a G?
Dude, don't make me say cherry pop again. Just kidding.
Sweet talking sugar coated candy man.
Sweet sugar.
Oh, this is such a good song.
Oh, this is bad.
Hate to tell you, you are a step and a half,
dude.
Sharp.
I'm not surprised. That was maybe the worst I've ever done with this game. I suck ass.
It is very possible that you sang that in the key that I was singing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
I would not be surprised.
So I'll fact check that when I am editing. And if that's the case, I will take responsibility
for your L. I'll take the L.
It was a different key.
Okay, I would like you to sing Last Friday Night. Doink.
There's a stranger in my bed. There's a pounding in my head. Glitter all over the room. Pink flamingos in the pool. I smell like a mini bar. DJ's passed out in the yard. Barbie's on the barbecue. This a hickey or a bruise? Pictures of last night ended up online. I'm screwed.
Oh, oh well. Who let me say that?
It's Minnesota After Dark,
seriously,
man.
Seriously, there's really, no rules.
Sometimes we just slip it on. Okay. Okay, so I thought the pictures of last night ended up online. The top note I said was an F. I have good news for you. I am 2 whole steps flat.
You got a bigger L than I did?
Yeah. Dang, that's an A. Pictures of last night
ended up online. I'm screwed. Oh, well, you guys, that's your Minnesota After Dark. Ian is so disappointed in me. My favorite thing to do recently, slash my whole life, has been to just like add the word butt into stupid stuff. So Ian was filming a self-tape today. And what was it? Was it
you
the
kept
Joanna?
Poo.
Oh, it was poo.
You kept going, it was Joanna from Sweeney Todd. And you would go, I'll steal poo. Joanna.
You tell me this in the funniest shit ever. And Ian every time would be like, so, how are you not embarrassed?
I would say that as a joke.
No, I know. I know.
But they don't know.
You mean you don't think...
Making me sound like I have a stick up my butt. I can appreciate a poop joke.
You never appreciate then, my poop jokes. Because
you also would sing... You would sing... I was half convinced I'd win. I can't do it. I miss her laughing.
See, that's the freaking gold in my comedy is I never laugh.
I was half convinced I'd waken, satisfied enough to dream poo. Happily I was mistaken. And then I came back and thought I was so funny and you did not laugh. I sang.
You never laugh.
Do they think that walls can hide you? You, even now I'm at your wind poo.
Dude, hanging out with us is no fun.
Guys, that's the kind of comedy you can expect. My one doesn't even make sense, which is why I personally think it is so funny. So if you like poop jokes that don't even have like any bearing in reality.
No, none. They're not even poop jokes. They're just...
They require you to actively try to not understand what the sentence is saying to find it funny. Then where your crew come hang out with us? Even now I'm at your wind pool. Well.
Satisfied enough to dream poo.
I was half convinced I'd waken. Satisfied enough to dream poo. Happily I was mistaken, Joanna. I'll steal poo, Joanna.
I'll steal one day, I'll steal poo. Still I'm with you, then I'm with you there. Sweetly buried in your
yellow poo.
Dude, we gotta end this show.
Okay. We're sorry, everyone. Thanks
I'm
for
not. Are you kidding me?
Sending you voicemails.
You guys listen to our stupid podcast. It's the Minnesota After Dark, full of poop jokes.
That's what we said when we were talking about, like, you know, kind of like...
Like, she gets a little sexy.
A little more mature content. Specifically, it's going to be a lot more poop jokes.
Dude, we got to end this. If you have thoughts on the first time, which is the episode that's going to come out on Wednesday.
Feel like the first time.
I know you have thoughts on the first time. We want to hear them. Send them to anchor.fm/recoveringgleek, or you can send them to recoveringgleek@gmail.com.
If you don't have thoughts on the first time, maybe consider watching the first time again.
Bitch, I promise you have thoughts on it.
Because how could you not?
Seriously. We watched it the other day. It's been the talk of the town. I won't tell you. You'll have to listen to our maxi-sode on, like, all of the shit that has infiltrated our lives from the first time. Okay, we love you guys so much.
Hey, I was half convinced I'd awaken, satisfied enough to dream poo.
Absolutely.
Hopefully I was mistaken.
I was mistaken. Joanna. Catch you guys later. Love you lots. Have a great rest of your week. Stay hydrated. Love you. Here's a mini kiss on your mini forehead.
Bye.
Butts.
Grow up.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review and tell your friends, please.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.